Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with another episode of Cheers to Michigan, and you've got me in Grand Rapids. So where are we?
We're here with Nate Blurry, and Nate, why don't you tell us where we are?
We're upstairs in the Zeppelin Room at our Knickerbocker, part of the New Holland Distillery. I'd love to give you guys a tour real quick, then we can come back up here and make a cocktail or something.
That sounds great to me.
Fantastic.
New Holland makes its gins at this Grand Rapids Knickerbocker facility, while pretty much everything else is made in Holland. We got to peek at the stills, and we got to see their experimental bar where they come up with new cocktails, and the super secret gin lab. But it's the public spaces that are pretty amazing.
It is a very large facility. We have a massive capacity here that comes with three different bar areas distinctly. This is our main bar. And then out here we have a outdoor beer garden, and I'll walk you past that, as well as upstairs where our Zeppelin Band cocktail room is. And of course, we have our grand hall, which I just think is magnificent. And again, it pays homage to the local architecture, but also things of the area and these grand trees, 40-foot ceilings. It's really magnificent.
You know, because of this Cheers to Michigan radio series, I've had to visit a bar or two in Michigan, but I've never seen anything like this place. You should take a look at the pictures we've got online. Anyway, time to head back up to the Zeppelin Cocktail Lounge.
So what are you going to make for us today?
Well, today I'm going to be making the Suffering Bastard. It's sort of a tiki-era cocktail. It has both gin and bourbon in it, so it's sort of a little bit drier, and it should be really interesting to try.
But I see that's not a bottle of bourbon you have sitting there. That's a bottle of beer barrel rye. I don't even think I've heard of that. I've heard of your beer barrel bourbon.
We're really excited about our beer barrel rye. It follows the same process as our bourbon, but it came out about a year and a half ago. And the way we do this is a pretty cool relationship. We are a brewery as well as a distillery. So we make our rye, we pull it out and age our Dragon's Milk barrel aged stout in that barrel. Once the stout is bottled, we actually put the rye back in that barrel and age it for at least 90 days before we bottle it. So it's going to have a rounded, probably a little bit sweeter characteristic to it. And it's just something that's really an interesting symbiotic relationship, tying the fact that we are a brewery along with a distillery.
Yeah, as you were showing us, you guys are experimenting a lot down here. You've got a lab downstairs. You've got this boutique distillery that you're trying things out. Why is this such a big thing for New Holland?
We really do believe that craft cocktails and creating spirits is just as important as our beer process. It lends itself to allowing us to leverage our full portfolio and our capabilities. And we really just think it's fun to be able to tie, you know, spirits along with beers and bring people together at the same table.
So how'd you make this drink?
Well, it's real simple. I started with some ice in the shaker, and now I'm going to add an ounce of our beer barrel rye along with an ounce of our Knickerbocker gin and a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters and a half ounce of lime juice, and I'm going to shake it up here real quick. And once it's poured out and strained over a cocktail glass, I'm going to pour it into an original tin cup and finish it off with some ginger beer.
Great. Sounds good.
So one of the things astute listeners might notice from listening to that recipe is that there isn't any simple syrup or any kind of sweetening ingredient. And as you mentioned earlier, this is a drier kind of cocktail. The only sweetness is coming from that ginger beer. And I think that's where the name Suffering Bastard came from, because it was a little harsher of a drink.
It's very citrus forward, and it will be a stiffer drink, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, you know me. I love rye. I also really love gin, and this is a really nice combination of the two.
All right, I'm going to give it a little try, too. Let's see here. Oh, that's excellent. That's really good. And you can really pick up the gin, which I was afraid would get lost in it.
Well, I have to tell you, I didn't really feel very much like I was suffering when I drank that drink. So thanks very much for making that for us today, Nate.
Absolutely. Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.